for a return trip to rematch the back-to-back defending champion Miami Heat. Going down in Texas, game one on Thursday. Now, Donald Sterling spent some time recently at a black church, but I bet his jump off of Vistiviano wishes she was with him in L.A. at the time, but instead, she was in New York City. Her and her sister and a few friends, from what I understand, were having dinner Sunday night. When she left, she was attacked by two men. Now, according to the story, she was punched in the face several times. Wow, by two men. So a police report was filed on Monday.
Just randomly?
Randomly.
And that sounds like a hit.
It's saying she used that they used racial slurs during the attack. Now, you do know that one video was posted.
Or she's making it up.
In which, I mean, you think she's making that up? They're saying her face was swollen.
Right. Let me see pictures.
And her lawyer put that out, so.
I don't think she would make that up.
Once they start doing that, they start calling me all kinds of names, and then I start to suspect maybe this is fabricated, but I could be wrong.
Because they're saying her face was swollen.
Yeah. But it looked swollen before. Wait a minute. Hopefully that didn't happen. No. No, she's had a lot of surgery.
Yeah, she has had a lot of surgery.
But the point is that I don't
think she would fake an attack by two men.
No, I'm just wondering if that went down and they didn't want anything, then that sounds like a setup.
Yeah.
It's possible. But it could be from that other video where she was joking, talking about black people. You know, somebody might have been mad.
But she's black.
She's black.
You make black jokes. I make black jokes.
I agree. But some people don't look at her as black.
Why are black people scared of chainsaws?
The media takeout had a video of baller Brandon Jennings passing what they said was Molly to Nick Young. But the video has been removed since then, showing the white pill being passed between the two ballers.
Isn't Nick Young going out with Iggy Azalea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Famous boxer busted, put on blast by his boo. But first, the son of John Elway was arrested. JE3, we can call him. He was charged with assault and disturbing the peace. Now, this is a little disturbing. They're saying he pushed it. It's alleged that he pushed a woman from a moving vehicle.
Oh.
So we have to wait and get more details on this. He is due in court on June 5th.
Wow.
Roy Jones Jr. apparently went a few rounds with a female boxer in bed. She posted several pics, one of the two of them together, and several of Roy naked. Now, Roy better keep his hands up because I'm sure his wife will try to knock him out once she...
That's a little,
see the photos.
I saw some pictures of her, a little white girl, boxer girl.
Well, the little light skin, she was light skin. That was his boo that he was creeping with.
The boo is not light skin. Is the boo not?
She's mixed.
That was the boo. That wasn't his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the one he was creeping with.
Yeah, that was the
jumper. I'm so confused.
All right, now, you know Venus and Serena were eliminated from the Open kind of early. Good thing, the only good part of this is it allows Serena to do something cool. She was on the beach in Miami, and she saw a beachside wedding, and she decided to go crash the wedding wearing her leopard swimsuit.
What if you don't want her crashing your wedding in her leather suit? I'd be like, if you don't
They all took pictures.
No,
the groom was like, come on.
They were very, very happy.
Then she becomes the wedding. It becomes about her.
Yep.
All right, now the senior VP of Labor Policy and Government Affairs for the NFL told Outside the Lines that the Redskins' name is not a slur. He said the team name is what it is, and that's what it's been for 80-plus years. You know, the Redskins have been catching a lot of heat about the name here lately. This is the first time that the NFL has actually come out and basically give them some support. Stanley Cup Finals finally set. Champion Blackhawks done knocked off by the Kings. So it will be the Kings hosting the Rangers in game one. Super Ken with the sports straight from the streets.
I can't wait for the hockey playoff.
Oh, that's fine, man. I'll do that.